Welcome y'all to Blacker the Motherfucking Berry. Now, it's a little bit of a change. But it's still Blacker the Berry. I am Dean. That over there is, are you Sleeves or Steves today?
I think I'm going to be Steves today.
We got Steves today. And now listen, Los couldn't make it. You know, he wasn't able to make it in town, but we were able to call in a big favor. Yeah. If y'all was watching Unspoken Truth, if you remember the goddamn Facebook video days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Those were great days.
And then if you saw the Unspoken Truth X Black and the Berry episode, you already know who this is. So we had to call in big favors, and then we appreciate you for stopping on in the Berry Gang lane to hold it down.
I am honored to be here, you know.
I appreciate it, black man. So then let's get right on into it. So before we start talking about anything, I want to talk about the progression of man. And before we do that, you trying to go ahead and get the medicine going on? Yeah. Go ahead and get the matter of fact, while you're lighting the medicine, let me go ahead and pay the bills before we get into what we're going to talk about. So first and foremost, I want to tell you this. This podcast right here is motherfucking going to be sponsored by goddamn Stoner Life Clothing 420-710. You make sure you go holler at them for any and all of your Stoner Life clothing, Stoner Life apparel. They got stickers. They got pins. They got pendants. You need the Jack Harris shirt? They got that. You need the Out of Order shirt? They motherfucking got that. You need the original shirt? They got that as well. And they even do custom orders. You make sure you go holler at them on the Instagram machine at Stoner Life Clothing 420-710. Use the at the Berry Gang 1 code. But there's also another sponsor we got for y'all. And we're trying to help y'all health and motherfucking fitness. That's going to be the big homie, Big Laws. Listen here, this is going to be legitimately one of the strongest men walking the fucking earth. And he decided he was going to help your ass out. So if you want to go ahead and get your bench press right, get your squat right, for whatever reasons, you maybe want to get in a strong man, powerlifting, physique modeling, bodybuilding, whatever you need with your program, he can definitely help you out with doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Medicine got me.
Oh, yeah. The mess is always good, though. The mess is always good. So, and then with that said, let's get into it. It's kind of perfect. Did that, and now this comes to me. So, the progression of man. So, we had a conversation last night. And then also, too, we actually have Ed, just some fucking guy in the house. He's just kind of hanging out in the back. Maybe we, you know, depending on what's happening, he may decide to come pop up with some of these. I think he may like this conversation. The progression of man. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation, because I was like, yo, I feel as if each generation of men gets a bit weaker.
Yeah.
Like, so the average world war, let's just say the generation. All right. Let's take the generation that fought in Vietnam. Those men, that average guy. Do you think that that average guy is beating the shit out the average man from 2020?
Yeah.
2021.
In a regular fist to fist fight, like fist. Yeah. But the dudes we have today, if they start losing a fight, pull out a gun, which is not.
But then that means that but that's what I'm trying to say. Like those kind of men back in the day were different kind of dudes.
Yeah.
These are the kind of, like, I was telling you a story. So, like, you know, my father now is, I think he's like 56, 57. Years ago, this had to be like when he just got his 50s. Mm-hmm. We had to go run somewhere. We had to run like a mile. He dusted me. That generation, I don't know what the fuck are they built on.
That old man, collard greens and cornbread.
You think, right? but then why are the men currently today just getting weaker?
I don't think we have to do as much as they had to do back then.
Like, on average, I mean,
we have used our brains to alleviate a lot of the hardships that they've gone through. You know,
can niggas replace their engine in here? Can you replace your engine?
No, but there's somebody.
Can you replace your own engine?
I can go on YouTube and kind of figure it out, though.
Okay. Does that? But mm-hmm. Yeah, but then I'm gonna say you can't even.
You gave me an old '69 Camaro. Yeah. So I can figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the whole progression of men thing is kind of I just been thinking about it, just been bothering me. I just feel as if, you know, the moxie of men, like it's. And I'm not talking, and I'll speak on the feminization of men. And I'm not talking about the feminization of gay men and how they want to live their life. That's a completely different. I'm talking about it's crazy how you're even changing the definition of like straight heterosexual men.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it's kind of like to be masculine is like a bad thing nowadays.
Yeah,
man. I don't understand why.
I don't understand. And like everything is toxic now. Like if you're just trying to, you know, I don't want to say assert your masculinity, but just show that you're still masculine. They call it toxic now. You know?
Yeah, what is, but then what's all, but don't get me wrong, I understand about toxic masculinity, but there's a difference between being toxic, you know, having toxic masculinity and just being a man and handling his business and operating in such a way. Like, why is it like everyone nowadays, you know, because it comes, what it comes down to, I believe, is that people are trying to change language.
Yeah.
And then when you're trying to change language, you're trying to then redefine how everything is now seen and viewed in the world to fit your own little small bubble. Because it's really like a vocal minority of people to think about. It's like the vocal minority who they just have the time to sit at home and then just fucking yell about shit that they themselves. Shit. Like, and it's kind of like, it's always the same. It's like these fucking fat slob motherfuckers sitting at home on the computer.
Yeah.
Fucking like, oh, my life is messed up. Oh, this, all that. Well, fucking get up and take a walk first. You'll probably feel better. You just you've been in a room with no sunlight.
Yeah, seriously.
Of course you're going to feel like shit.
Vitamin D and fresh air, man.
So just because you're an asshole now, I got to be? Fuck you.
Yeah. You know something that I really didn't understand? When people tried to make it a big deal that men would sit down and spread their legs. Like, you need that room. You're like, we're not trying to inconvenience anymore.
Let me tell you
but
something.
You need the room. He's up, you know?
As a man, right, who, bless my parents for giving me whatever they gave me. Besides that, my legs.
Yeah.
I need, like, my balls won't allow me to just sit in a crunched up spot. Like, I have to be able to, they got to be able to breathe a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm able to cross my legs right here, but it's a particular way you have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, we need some fucking space. Like, you're not just doing it. Like, you know what's so funny?
What?
And all these people going around, all these women getting mad, they're like throwing water on people. This girl in Russia she went viral for just throwing water on men who were man spreading or whatever they call it, right? What if that man had, like they used to use, lately they love to use, what if he had a medical condition you ain't know about? Yeah. What if he had like elephantitis?
Elephantitis in the
You know
nut.
What I'm saying? Or what if his nuts was like extra sensitive and like he has to have them in a certain way or wear certain things to alleviate that? Now you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
They don't like to look at it from that angle, though.
They don't.
It's amazing.
They want to see it from their perspective only. Yeah.
Huh. It's interesting, but then it kind of goes back. It kind of goes into tech, and what I mean by that is that a lot of these people feel emboldened because they're in these echo chambers, right?
Yeah.
You're in these chambers that you are just following people who believe what you believe, looking at articles coming from things that you only believe that you're not even able to now talk to the opposition to try to make something happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the tech and the way that the tech is put out here, tech leaders don't even use it that way. Mm-hmm. You brought this point up yesterday about Mark Zuckerberg. What was he doing with his camera? Let people know.
Oh, yeah. Mark Zuckerberg was putting tape over his camera hole. So the powers that be, I guess, couldn't look through his camera. Couldn't, you know, use his camera without his knowledge.
Now.
But, like, if he's doing that.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, why shouldn't we?
Wasn't there a video? There was like a photo that was posted of Marky, of good old Mark. I'm not gonna call fucking Marky. So fucking Mark. There's a photo. He had like the like a photo.
Uh huh.
Like he was holding a sheet of paper and it said like something with tech. Like, be careful of tech or like silence. And then he had like the this on his mouth and then like showing him like trying to like cover that. It was a weird thing, but it just basically was speaking about how we have to be careful of tech and then the way that they kind of they use their technology, like the advertisements, like, cause that's what we now have Apple going against basically big tech, you wanna say, well, even though they are big tech, cause in the way the CEO of Apple was like, yo, listen, the way that you're using the advertising, the way that you're able to basically take these people's phones, use their geolocations, use what they're searching, and then you're making these tailored ads for them, that's disastrous. It's a disaster.
But now, have you heard that they wanna make the internet where you have to log in so everything is personalized, so everything can be tracked basically? So say you want to go on your Facebook, you would have to log into the internet, basically how dial-up used to be in AOL and all that shit. You have to log in so they know that it's you on this internet because you put in your username and your password, and supposedly,
but that could easily be hacked, and then somebody could easily act like that me.
But they're saying that supposedly it's to make things more secure. So if you buy,
it won't make it secure because the government can, like, anything like that, it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. The government's able to hack you. Like, all these, when Alexa first came out, weren't you able to ask Alexa, like, if you said, Alexa, are you spying on me? And she's like, I can't answer that question. Yeah. They changed it.
Yeah, they did.
Eventually, after people, when Alexa first came out, people were like, yeah, ask Alexa, she's spying on you.
That's crazy. I don't even plug mine in anymore. Mine is unplugged in a box somewhere.
Never had a, but they probably still have something.
Probably. I mean, they got the TVs and cell phones, so, you know. And yeah. These new smart TVs, when you turn them off, they're really never off, so.
Now, in Britain, they have a database that cops are basically able to look up people's internet history. That came out 3 or 4 years ago. How long do you think before our own law enforcement is able to do that? Because they've already been paving the way with the Patriot Act was the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? When do you think we're going to get to that point?
I think we're kind of already there, because can't they track you by your IP address, like to see if your IP address is...
What I'm saying is there's... So every cop has this ability.
Okay.
So, like, not just the let's say the IT department, like you know, the tech department, no, but like the regular officer who is on the beat could log in and let's just say look up his wife's fucking internet search history. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Why do we continue to give the government so much power?
You know, I think as things happen,
and that was just about European people. Why would y'all allow y'all people to do that?
As things happen in the world, you know, terrorist attacks and stuff like that, people are going to relinquish more of their freedoms to feel safe, you know?
Let's talk about terrorist attacks, right? Let's talk about the Capitol one. Doesn't that just shit look like something from our own playbook? You were a military vet.
Yeah.
You served during, what was it, 2000? You served from 2000 to 2016, right?
From 2010 to 2016.
2010, 2016. Yeah. Then you were in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo Bay from 2011 to 2013. You were out there mixing it up, doing what you had to do.
Yeah.
What do you not think that that's like a playbook that we've used to destabilize governments?
Just
as your own training and knowing how we operate?
I kind of do, because like one of the first things that you would want to do is sow distrust in, you know, a country's own government.
But that's been happening for years now, hasn't it? Exactly.
That's been happening for years.
Isn't that what led to Fred Hampton getting killed? Because he went over to China? This is the
culmination of it, though. You know, like, all of that has been happening, and now people have been emboldened to storm the Capitol. So what's going to be next? You know what I mean?
But now the thing is, even with the storming of the Capitol, we come to find out that they knew. They even told Congress. They were people just ignoring it. So it just makes me wonder, what was the play that they were trying to do? Like, were they still trying to go for Donald? Trying to stop that 2024 election? Because you didn't. You went and tried to impeach him so that way he couldn't run again for any public office. But that's we found out you failed.
I don't think so. I think that was just a show of strength. I don't think that was really anything.
A show of strength from who?
A show of strength from the people, those people, you know? Like those forces, whatever forces you want to call them. That was just a show of force. I think that the plan was ever really to go in and do anything.
I look at it because I look at that and I look at it the same way. Like, so you look at the Black Lives Matter movement over the summertime and then in the spring of last year, right? And you look at how that turned destructive at time, and you were seeing that they were saying, like, oh, these people coming from out of nowhere in vans and dressing all black and yada yada yada. Why couldn't it happen on the other end? That's what I mean. Like, and then it makes me think, like, Is other governments behind it to a certain extent? Like, yeah, the American people are fed up.
I think,
but then that, like, what the fuck? Like, it just when I'm looking at it, it just looks real suspect.
I think that they were trying to do it with the Black Lives Matter marches and all of that stuff, because as everyone knows, it wasn't all Black Lives Matter protesters who started the looting and stuff like that. It was, you know, unknown. You know, people who clearly look like they weren't there to protest. They were there to do something else. I think that those people did start to do that, but the overall vibe of the protest stopped that. You know what I mean? Like, they saw people doing this wrong and people from the crowd stopped them and, you know, took care of them. I think that at the riot or at the storming of the Capitol, they did it. And those people, the vibe was that already. You know what I mean? So it was embraced. It wasn't stopped the way it was at the Black Lives Matter.
See, I don't, and then I feel as if I can see it happening both ways though. Cause like, why not?
What do you mean?
Like, why? So if you're gonna, if you want to paint one group in one way, why wouldn't you do the same thing on the other? Like we saw the video of cops opening the gates.
Yeah.
I mean, the same way you would see some cops going to you, like, you know, it's just a, this but whole thing.
Just like we saw cops at the Black Lives Matter protests, dropping their shields and joining the protest.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's sympathizers on both sides, bro. Mm. Like there's, you know,
you think it's more, you don't. So what you're saying is you don't think that it's a play from another government or you just think it was real people.
No, I think that it was an emotion and it caught fire and, you know, emotions are shared things. You know, the president gets mad just like a person at McDonald's gets mad.
Right.
Emotion is, it doesn't care how much money you have, you know what I mean? Or what you do in life. If I'm upset about something and I'm a Capitol Police officer and I see the people that are coming to do something about the same thing that I'm upset about, I'm going to open the shit too. You know what I mean?
Right. But then it just comes to the bigger point because they did allegedly report that, hey, this shit was going to go happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then no one believed it. That's what I'm trying to say, though. It's like, what if the information was there saying these motherfuckers are going to do this? Mm-hmm. And you can tell from technology, especially people use it, because everything is mobilized through tech on these websites.
Mm-hmm. I think they just dropped the ball. I think that they did know what was happening, but they didn't think that it was credible. And then they just.
But how could it not be credible if you have all these people starting to say and doing it? And you've gone after people for less, with less. And gotten it. You know what I mean? It's just a weird thing that they let that happen.
I mean, that has never been done, man. Like, if, I don't know, how can I put this? If you hear rumors of a team coming and they say they're gonna beat your ass, right?
Right.
And all the years that you've been playing the sport, this team has never won. Would you prepare any more than you normally would because this team is saying they're gonna come beat your ass?
But like, you're in different times, and this team has shown that they will flex. Like, for instance, wasn't it out in those ranchers in it was in one of these Midwestern states where you remember they had the ranchers and I guess what the ranchers would do is for generations they would burn some of the brush to do whatever it needed to do. I don't know the whole scientific term of it. I guess that caused the big wildfire, caused problems. They started blaming the farmers. They tried to come after the government tried to take this guy's farm. Then fucking you had all these good old boys come in with their guns, militias. They were standing up for federal fucking agents. So these people have shown that they will do this, and they have no problem stepping to the government like this. And I will say that personally, I think more people should kind of have that mentality with the government because you work for us.
But again, like I said, there's sympathizers everywhere. So who's to say that the person that was in charge of passing it off as an actual credible threat?
Pass it off correctly.
Pass it off as, you know, non-credible. But be on the lookout. You know what I mean? Not saying that happened, but could have happened.
Because we do
people
know.
People drop the ball at all levels, man. Like,
right. Especially something like this because you know that. Mm-hmm. That there has been a whole bunch of white supremacists that have been able to infiltrate the government at some of the highest levels, and no one really has said anything. You know, even shit, I'll say even the president eulogizing, you know, Robert, you know, Byrd, but whatever. So, you know, I got to shit on everyone each. I can only do what Dean does. So that was something else you want to talk about. That was the geolocations and how they, or did we talk about that already with them tapping in?
Oh no, we didn't talk about that. About how the TVs, TVs like they constantly emit this sound, and your phone is constantly listening for that sound. So if your TV emits it and your phone hears it, it's a way for them to be able to know where you are, basically, or for them to drive advertisements, basically.
And yeah, because advertisements are crazy thing. Because depending on the advertisements for me were different when I moved from Long Island coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
They would give you everything locally.
Yeah,
it's a catch 22, man. It's a catch 22. Mm-hmm. They literally know everything now. And then you like, when do we get to the point of chips? When do you think we get there? Because we're not far. We can't be far.
We're already there, man. You got a chip in your credit card.
No, I'm talking about you're just going in your hand or some shit like that. When do we get there? What happens then?
don't know. I mean, I feel like I've been around that too much to be like shocked by it, you know? Like
people having chips just to get
no,
in.
not chips, but like bio, like unlocking things with fingerprints or, you know, scanning.
No, a fingerprint, like I'm talking, but like you using, like now they have it to whereas you get this chip. Mm-hmm. That's how you buy things. That's how you maneuver. No. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like, yeah, listen, I'm used to the, you know, unlock. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Even but purchasing shit, which fingerprint I'd be feeling odd about because that's mm-hmm. just too much. But, you know, getting in a secure place that you need to with codes or certain things like that, I'm cool with. But mm-hmm. fucking that, when, how far are we from that? And then who's going to go for it? I don't want. Hell no. God, no.
No, that's kind of crazy. I wouldn't want that either, man. That's,
but how far are we from it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think us as a people are even ready to accept anything like that. Like, there are some weirdos out there who, yeah, they want their bodies to be able to do.
Look at where we are now, though.
I don't think us as a society are willing to accept that as a whole.
Elon Musk is about to make, he's about to make this chip that you can go ahead and put in your head so that way you can compete on the same level as computers. You can't tell me cyborg isn't missing all around the corner.
But that's what I'm saying. Just because he's making that doesn't mean that we as a society are willing to accept it and use it.
I don't know, because this we're so susceptible. And then something else, too. You got to remember. So it was passed in, I want to say it was like the 40s or the 50s, maybe 60s. I forget when it was. But basically it was passed that you could use, or imagine it was later, maybe in the 70s, 80s, that you could use propaganda, like the American government could use propaganda against its people. Mm-hmm. So if they have a reason to want everyone to get chipped, they could easily, because you know how close the government is to fucking Hollywood.
Yeah.
So how far-fetched would it be for them to start even, you know, putting the thought into your mind and then desensitizing it to you before you even understand what's going on? You know what I mean? Because the way that America does advertisement and the way it, like, subconsciously is amazing.
Yeah.
So, I think that we're 40 years at the most, yeah. Probably 20 years at the earliest. And I could be even wrong, because think about how far we are from 2010 to now, 2011 to now.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit, you said that when you first went in, they had these mechanical dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you're able to fucking, like, you know, put your packs on. They can go up different shit so that way I can climb or, you know, have your hands free for whatever it is that you needed to do.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2011.
Yeah.
And that's just now coming out big to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they using now?
Yeah, that's true.
Amazing. Listen here, people. This has been motherfucking Black of the Berry. With goddamn Dean and goddamn Sleaze.
Motherfucking Steez. No,
it's Steez.
Steez, motherfucker.
I don't, what the fuck is the goddamn name?
Damn, man. It's whatever I say it is. I feel like at the beginning of this, I said Steez.
I don't fuck.
I'm Steez. All right.
Listen to the dad. He says, listen, from his mouth to your ears, I am Dean. That is
Steez.
And this has been Black of the Berry. Listen, Los will be back next week. I know we just put the fear of God into y'all, but this is what happens when Los ain't here.
Weird shit.
And y'all just stuck with Dean and goddamn Steez. Peace.
Peace.